This is Sean Hurley, one of the reporters here at NHPR, and it's fundraising time, a time when we usually remind you of all the virtues of NHPR. But I'm here today with a warning about the perils of listening to public radio, of listening to this very story. It happens like this. You're in your car, listening to NHPR. You've just parked, maybe you're at work, or maybe, like Cindy Stanton of Moultonboro, you're in your very own driveway when it happens.
I literally couldn't get myself out of the car.
There weren't monsters in the yard, and no one had superglued her hair to the plush ceiling. No, it was something far worse. It was a really, 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 really good story on NHPR. But Cindy Stanton wasn't worried until it happened again. And then again, just sitting there.
Just sitting there. Driveway moments on my street.
Driveway moments.
Driveway moments.
Cindy figured these driveway moments reflected well upon NHPR, and so she became a member. It only took her a couple of minutes to call 888-805-6477 because she thought it was worth keeping those driveway moments alive.
Driveway moments.
So there she was, trapped in her car, day after day.
Driveway moments.
Month after sustaining member month of blissful, innocent driveway listening, until Cindy Stanton finally succumbed to a drive away moment.
I had to drive to Logan Airport, and I knew that I was leaving late, so I was anxious about missing my flight. And so I jumped in the car, and then I noticed that I needed gas.
That's when Stanton made a crucial error. She turned on NHPR.
And I'm driving off, and This American Life is on.
I knew it.
And it was this really moving story. And so I got to the next little town where there was a gas station, and I zip in and get the gas hose in the car, get back in the car, and I'm sitting there listening and thinking, like, I've got to go, I've got to go. But I could not tear myself away from this story. So, tick, tick, tick. And I started the car, and I pulled off. And I have this vague recollection of seeing this, like, snake-like thing across the back of my rearview mirror, and all these people running towards my car, shouting and waving waving their arms at me.
Drive away moment.
Well, I'd not only pulled the hose out of my car, I ripped it out off the pump.
The hose lay quiet on the ground. If it ever lived, it was dead now. Never before had a radio story attacked an Irving station.
We don't say that I had a driveway moment. We say I had a drive-away moment. And I have to say, the first thought that crossed my mind was, thank God my husband is not here to witness this. We're just going to sweep this one right under the rug.
But it can't be swept under the rug. It needs to be swept onto the rug. And that rug can never be vacuumed again. Why? Because we here at NHPR will never stop finding and putting the most driveway moment-making radio we can find on the air. And we need you to know that. We need you to know the risks, the time lost. Think of the gas stations and all those pumps and those hosey things and whatever the other thing is at the end. We also hope that you value these moments enough to call us now and help us pay for the radio you love. Drive safely, give generously, and always unhook the gas pump hose thing from your car. Call us now at 888-805-6477 and keep those driveway moments alive.